This is Dr. Steve Nurse, and this is our interview with Meow Meow, who will be appearing at the Vashon Center for the Arts on the 21st of this month at 7:30. Be there or be square. One of the things that impresses me with your presentation is you have to be on top of it every night because it's so interactive. If you don't if you don't react to your audience, there is no show.
No, although, you know, I did once say to someone, you know, sitting close to me at I was playing Joe's Pub in New York, and with a very stern face, and I said to him during the show, "Is this the worst night of your life, or is it just your facial structure?" And he came up after the show and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am. It is my facial structure."
Oh.
And so I learned from that also that you never know really what people are thinking because, you know, often people are just really concentrating and then it's a wonderful standing ovation and other times they're laughing. I think that's the great power of music, though, and comedy, obviously, is, you know, we're going through wild times always in history. And this
Amen
is a way
to that.
To, you know, both comment on it and bring people together, I think, I really do believe in the healing qualities of sound waves. And, you know, I think our ears all need some beauty. So I'll be doing some beauty as well.
And I really believe in the healing effects of humor. You know, we know how humor affects our lives, and
exactly
people who laugh.
Well, you, Dr. Nurse, would know this, and you know, it's sort of, you know, it's something that worries me terribly about, you know, also the cutting of music in schools and drama programs, because often it's not about making professional musicians, it's just about activating all the different parts of the brain. And, you know, children react differently in different settings. And so, you know, I sort of think, you know, if we can stimulate as many areas of the brain as possible. And we know, even when those studies of people doing pretend laughing, even if they just pretend laugh for a while, it actually starts to release, you know, serotonin. And so it's important, I think. It sort of could be viewed as self-care.
Yes, and we know that, we know even that babies in the womb react to music. And so maybe we should find a venue where you can do a presentation to 200 pregnant women at one time.
Sure.
Yeah,
I feel like that's certainly groundwork. And then, obviously, you should put me in front of a Senate inquiry as well.
Yes, yes.
Because it's certainly globally just the sort of view that it's a separate area of life. And in fact, you know, music is all around us, obviously. And it just makes better thinking, critical thinking brains, as well as being, you know, this great bonding thing. There's nothing like being in a group of people, live music, when it's really happening and the roof's coming off. It's exciting.
And
something we can't be without, I think. So, you know, it's why I love live theatre and why I love live music. It's every experience of it is a unique thing.
And one thing I was going to tell you, Meow Meow, about myself is that I do use a wheelchair, and I've been in a wheelchair for 52 years. I got ill on my honeymoon, and in the hospital, I saw people go either ways. And the one thing I said to myself was, I'm going to laugh my way through this. And since then, I have, you know, done all these things, and my God, now I, you know, this is one of the things on my bucket list, to interview you. So this is
you are much too kind, gosh, I hope I'm up to scratch. There's another cat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, cat scratch fever. That's right.
Fever.
Do you actually have cats?
Well, here's the irony. I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, no.
But I've been put, I know, but I still, I fostered one during the pandemic. And of course, I fell so madly in love that now I live on antihistamines. I couldn't give the little cat to the little girl that I'd found for him. I had to ring her mother weepingly the night before, hand over and say, I can't let him go. I love him.
Oh.
And I bought her a little kitten because I didn't want to, you know, give her a sense at such an early age that humans could be terrible and back down on their promises. So, you know, all round.
Yeah. And I have
I'm now a fanatic.
Well, I have a service dog that works with me, and her name is Maya. And she is with me all the time. And I understand, you know, it's, animals can be, again, very therapeutic also. And
also, I think the opening of the heart when I had this little cat, you know, I do think, again, yes, another thing, music and everyone to care for and find the love of an animal because, you know, they're less complicated and more complicated. You know, the more you get to know them and start to read their little ways, it's a brilliant lesson in, you know, observation and changing tempo, and it's a must, I think, you know, they're the thing that gets us through quite often, so.
And, you know, I also wanted to really thank your staff, Miss Vogel, who helped
her. Oh, she's amazing, yes.
And I think that it's important that the people around us, the staff, get their accolades too, because they're as much a part of a presentation and getting things right. And I also really think it's important when I talked to her via email, she was saying, well, you know, Meow Meow may be doing rehearsals. And I think that's also important. We realize that someone like yourself, it's not just getting up on stage and doing it. You know, there's actually work involved in the process.
There's a lot of work involved. It's, I mean, I did have my Carnegie Hall debut this year, so that was exciting. No, a year ago almost, March.
Yes.
And that is, you know, the thing they say, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. A lot of work goes into it of one's own training. And then, as you say, the team around you. I mean, I always joke on stage, alone, alone, alone. And it's always ridiculous because I like to say that when I'm backed by an orchestra, you know. I have to do everything myself.
Yeah.
But really, there are, you know, so many people involved in putting it all together. It's why you have to love it, because it's hard work. You have to love it and believe in it.
Yes.
But yes, I'm very lucky. She's great, Laura. Very excited.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting everybody. And again,
wonderful.
You're going to be at the Vashon Center for the Arts. And the folks there are wonderful, too. Chrissy and Allison.
Yes, I loved them when I went there. Yes, that's why I said, oh, please bring me back, because I just loved the whole experience. And wherever they put me to stay, it was a little Airbnb, and I was staying with Thomas, from Pink Martini, the band leader, and in the morning there were little birds in all of the grasses by the house, and I just thought, oh, this is heaven.
Yes,
little birds everywhere, beautiful.
Yeah, I have the little tiny birds out in my front yard every morning.
It's
so
beautiful.
Yeah, it's
again a lesson in sort of stopping for a moment and you know, really observing and just letting the beauty of the moment. That said, on stage I'm going to be a powerhouse and raucous, and there won't be much stopping. But
well, it's important that we get joy out of those little things in life, and
exactly.
When you're going to be there performing, I am not going to think about any president. I'm not going to think about wars in the world. I'm going to enjoy you. And thank you so much. Just thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to meeting you in person. And I do want that.
Brilliant.
I do want that picture.
We'll do that. We'll do that after the show for sure.
All right, that sounds good to me. And thank you, Meow Meow, and we will see you on Vashon in just about a little over a week now. So
very
the 21st.
Fine. Thank you so much, Doctor. Thank you.
And thank you, and you take care and have a great day.
All right, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Well, this is Dr. Steve Nurse, and we are in... finishing this interview with Meow Meow, who will be at the Voice of Vashon. Well, no, she won't be at the Voice of Vashon. She was at the Voice of Vashon. She will be at the VCA instead of the VOV. And I encourage everyone to come. It's going to be great. Thank you very much. Goodbye, Vashon.